So I'd like to talk about flourishing. First, I thought about flourishing in my meditation practice. And I just spent some time reflecting and jotting down ideas. Resonating with what someone shares while reflecting on their meditation. Hearing someone's experience that is completely different from what I have experienced and being fascinated by it. Meditating for several days in a row and feeling settled. Squeezing in 15 minutes to meditate after work and feeling less overstimulated and tense. Noticing when things drop away in my meditation, moments of calm. Reflecting back and discovering something new or identifying old patterns. Learning to tolerate difficult mind states in meditation. Finding the gaps where they drop away or change into something more neutral. Hearing a Dharma talk where someone brings in their life experience and feeling connected with them. Listening to a Dharma talk that really resonates and sparks further exploration. Reading a book with my Buddhist book group and having a juicy discussion about how it relates to our lives. So outside of meditation, what causes flourishing or contributes to flourishing? Walking barefoot in the sand on a sunny day, collecting pretty stones and shells. Putting on 60s or 70s Motown music and dancing in my living room. Singing along to old Joni Mitchell recordings. Reading really engaging fiction and feeling immersed in the story. Playing guitar and singing with and for other people. Being able to perform with ease in the flow without constantly wondering how the audience is reacting or how I sound. Cooking, serving, and eating healthy, tasty food with friends and family. Following a new recipe and having it turn out delicious. Taking a hot shower. Petting my kitty when she is mellow and willing. Holding my friend's baby and having her fall asleep in my arms or look at me and smile. Seeing the California poppies and purple lupine blooming. The hillsides green after a rain. Spotting a pod of silver dolphins weaving through the waves. Watching the monarch butterflies return, seeing green caterpillars on the milkweed that we planted. Having an intimate conversation with friends and family where we each come away feeling heard. Sketching or playing with watercolors. Getting locked into the process and not the product. Figuring out a solution to a problem by doing my own research. Laughing with friends and family. Cooking and serving at the homeless shelter. Connecting with my patients and having the time to interact and leaving them feeling cared for. Hearing my patients affirm that they are making progress. Feeling like I am taking good care of my body and we are supporting each other with healthy food, movement, rest, socializing, and time to myself. Writing a new song or participating in a creative process So now I want to ask, what does flourishing mean to you? How has your meditation practice contributed to your flourishing? And we'll now take 5 minutes to reflect on what flourishing means in your life.